Here we go. Finally, let's do it.
All right, welcome to the Money Lab Live Podcast, episode number 85, the Going Broke to Be Wealthy Money Story. It makes a world go round. Money makes
a world go round. It makes a world go round. Hey guys, what's up? Yeah, money
make a world. Okay, so we have the music going. So welcome back to another live broadcast of the Money Lab Podcast. I am your host, Wei Hong, and this is the podcast where we give you tips, strategies, and interviews with other entrepreneurs on how to create that ultimate entrepreneurial lifestyle free of bad money stories, money anxiety, and stress so that you can monetize your dreams and execute your genius. Now, if you haven't already downloaded our free ebook, From Money Anxiety to Six-Figure Mastery, make sure you go to go.thesixfigureacademy.com and get it there. It's the perfect complement to all the things we discuss on the show, and quite frankly, it could change your life. Now, if you're joining us live today, and you are not on YouTube Live and didn't get to catch all the fun stuff that was happening right before we got here, make sure you get on Spreaker.com or download the Spreaker app on your mobile device and search for the hashtag TheMoneyLab so that you can join us in the chat room, ask questions, and interact with us and our guest today, who is an amazing individual I cannot wait to share with all the stuff. Now, while you're there, subscribe so that you don't miss an episode and you can catch us every week. For all other ways to find us, go to thesixfigureacademy.com/radio for all the details. And if there's something you love about what you hear on this episode today that you know could help someone you care about, remember, sharing is caring. So share the show to that person. Now, today's episode is being sponsored by the Energy Mind Body Transformational Experience events, which run live, no-pitch, full-day events where the goal is to have that one shift, one transformational experience to help you optimize your energy, mind, and body. Go to www.embte.com for more details on the upcoming events, and I believe they have one coming up this Saturday, and I have a sneaking suspicion it would probably be a good idea to have Alan also be a speaker on one of the events in the future. Now, I'm really excited about our show today because we are going to basically hear from someone who started his journey of entrepreneurship at the age of 13. And then went broke by 19 and now owns multiple companies, including a multi-million dollar asset firm. So a few things that I want to make sure that you as a listener want to listen for is, first and foremost, start listening for his distinction between being broke versus being poor. And also listen for him to talk about what is wealth and how to be wealthy, because that's kind of what he works on all day long. And also the keys to bouncing back from financial adversity. Okay, so welcome to the show, Alan Burak.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you
for finally got it working.
Yeah, finally.
So, you know, I'll probably do some editing after, but why don't we go ahead and have you talk about your journey and who you are and what makes you, you know, so amazing in terms of helping your clients, you know, become wealthy? Because not only did you make yourself wealthy, right now you're helping other people do the same thing, aren't you?
That is correct. As of today, I consider myself, I help dreamers basically achieve financial freedom and find fulfillment. But I wasn't like this. I started being like this around 1-2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But before that, I had an entire journey of ups and downs, up and downs. And I would love to share all of this with you guys.
No, please. Yeah. I mean, that's the story. I love stories.
All right. So as you said, I started my first business at age 13. I was basically selling websites I was living in Florida in that moment.
Right.
And it was the moment where everybody wanted a website, but nobody knew how to make a website. Uh-huh. So, and I was one of the few that knew. So I started making websites for businesses, personal websites, and everybody loved my products, and so it became a big company. I started like doing like between 30-35 websites per week. Uh-huh. So that was good. Then at age 15, I had to sell my company because I moved to Mexico and they were paying me by check. So if you send a check from US to Mexico, it will probably never arrive. So so I sold my company. And the other thing that I truly loved in that moment was how to make more money with the money that I had. So mm-hmm. I started studying the stock market. And the first book that I read that I didn't understand absolutely anything about it, but there was only one thing that came to my brain. It was a Warren Buffett's book in that moment. And he said one thing that I truly understood, that was investing what you know. Okay.
Right.
So I was doing websites, so I knew about technology, and I love books. So I bought my first stock was Amazon, basically. So, and that went well. That went very, very well that I bought that first stock. But then a few years later, at age 19, I was doing many stupid stuff in the markets. I bought a lot of options, a lot of calls, and I lost all my money while I was living in Europe, in Sweden. And I went totally broke.
Wow.
And
now, when you say broke, what do you mean by broke? I mean, how broke were you?
Yeah, I had $108 in my pocket. That's it.
Not even in a bank account. It was in your pocket.
In my pocket. To be exact, 108 with 30 cents. $108 with 30 cents.
Wow. And in another country, like a foreign country.
And living in another country, which is not cheap.
Yeah.
So I was, and the part of where that comes from being broke and being poor, the difference comes when it was, I remember perfectly, it was a December 26, and Sweden is cold. It's a very cold country, and I was, and everybody was out for New Year's, for Christmas Eve, for everything, and I was by myself in a very small cafeteria with a police officer and a waiter. And I didn't have anywhere to go, so I stayed in that cafeteria for the night. And I was like literally like crying, but at the same time I was crying for something happened. I don't know what happened in that moment, but I realized that I was feeling so blessed, so grateful, and so wealthy. Huh. And suddenly I knew that in that moment I didn't have money. I was broke, but my mind was wealthy as hell, because there was no going back. I promised myself that never, ever again, I was gonna be in this position in my life. And since that moment, everything has been shifting.
Right.
Since that moment, I promised myself that money just comes and goes, but I'm gonna start basically my personal development, my personal growth. And that's what I start to do.
Wow. So there was a moment when you first realized that you were completely broke, that there was despair, there was like struggle, there was sadness, you were like, and then something shifted, right?
Yes. It was a mind shift, I have to say. I was, my mind shift from having something in my hands to, wow, there is more in life than this material world, you know?
Right.
Because suddenly I was not hungry anymore. I was like laughing at myself, like, how the hell did I got into this mess, you know?
Right.
So I was truly enjoying having nothing.
Yeah. I think it was a freeing moment, right? You can't go any more lower than where you are right now.
You cannot go any lower. The lowest I could get is no more clothes. That's all.
I'm running around naked on the street.
On the street in Sweden with the snow. Yeah, that's the lowest you can do.
Right. So from there, you had this epiphany. And it's interesting because, you know, I went through something similar as well. I think when we talked a while back, I talked about how I went completely broke as well. And I was trying to sleep as much as I could so I wouldn't be awake and hungry at the same time. But, you know, let's talk, before we talk about how you rose from there to create the multi-million dollar world that you live in right now.
Yeah.
What is it about the human condition that unless many, because a lot, you hear this story a lot, where a lot of people basically hit that catharsis, hit that rock bottom, and it's only because of that that incites change. You know, what is it about the human condition, do you believe why we don't do anything until that actually happens?
That's a very good question. And my belief is that, first of all, it's all in your mind. It's the mindset that you have, okay?
Right.
But my belief is that a person is always in a journey, okay? We're in this world for a journey to be better, to do more, become more, and be the best of ourselves no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has its own journey. And people need to get hit in a way so they can start growing, for example. And the best way to grow is having breakthroughs. That's my belief.
Right.
Okay. When you start having breakthroughs, when you start knowing like, wow, I can do more than I am right now, or damn, look at my environment, or look at my circumstances.
Right.
It's the moment of truth. It's the moment when you set yourself to win. You know, it's like, you know what? I am alive. I am a miracle here in this world. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do the best that I can do in this world to contribute, to become better, and be my best every day, you know, to be fulfilled.
And
sadly, I would say sadly that most people start having these breakthroughs when they are sick, when they are seeing their lives at the end of their of their journey, or I would not say sad. I was very lucky that I got this breakthrough when I was 19 years old, you know, but I got this like punch in my face when I was 19, you know. So all this comes when it's like an awakened call, and it's not an awakened call from this material world. It's an awakened call from your soul, from your heart, like something is burning inside you that wants more, that you know that you can do more. And that's the first step, the that's the route for to start the journey. Now comes the goals, the clarities, the what do you truly want in life, all that. But the first thing you need is that little fire telling you, dude, you're a miracle, do something.
Right. Yeah. No, I, you know, and it's funny because, you know, a lot of the work probably both you and I do. I mean, I work with people on the mental side, the mindset side, the emotional side. You work with them with their assets, the, you know, the, and a variety of different things. And you probably do a lot of inspiration and motivation to kind of help them break through that as well. Is do you think that there is a way that people can, you know, go achieve success and results without having to go through what you and I went through and a lot of other people went through by hitting rock bottom? I mean, a lot of people say, you know, unfortunately, that's just kind of how man operates. But is there a way to do it without that much pain and suffering?
I would say so. Yeah, I know people, but you have to be smart enough to, like, it's all about the, you need to grow and progress and learn from other people, you know?
Be willing to grow,
so
right?
You don't have to hit bottom. Learn from the guy that hit bottom so you don't do the hit bottom, and listen to their advice.
Right.
And the most important thing is that knowledge is not power. It's using that knowledge that becomes power. You have to do actions, okay?
Right.
So whatever you are doing, not just read or listen. Put it in action and see if it works in your life or not.
Mm-hmm.
But always take action, action, go forward, progress, progress, progress. If you don't progress, you die. I always say that. So you must progress.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, and I think that's the big thing is that, you know, in this day and age with the internet and everything, we have all possible potential resources to help us not have to hit rock bottom. And despite that, it breaks my heart when I see people still go through that process when they know if they just simply go online and just connect with somebody or connect with someone like you or something like that, they won't have to do that because they can learn. And I don't think you hold back when you're teaching people your lessons and your life lessons, right?
I totally agree. And you can see it in my business all the time. We all have the same information.
Right.
We all have the same book. We can all have the same books. We all have the same websites. We all have the same YouTube videos. And it's free. Everything is free now. You know, it's how you use that information that will make you successful or not.
Right.
And the first thing you have to do, and you are in this business, is to empower your mind.
Right.
Okay. And I also will say something, and that I see very often, people doesn't use that much information because they don't have clarity of what they truly want. They lack purpose.
I love that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So if you truly know what you want in life and who you are, you will know what type of information you need, because there is so much information that having all the information of the world will not help you to succeed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know the most intelligent people from Harvard, Columbia, Stanford, Chicago. They have so much information, but they are not fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And some are even broke today.
Right.
You know? So it's the lack of, they don't have a purpose. You know, they are just following the mob. They are following the average. And you're not here to be average. You're here to become the best human being ever.
Right.
And I will say that you need to find your purpose in life.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you can find information. Actually, the information will come to you because you're starting to focus right. on the things that truly matter.
Yeah. So on that note, let's talk about what happened after that moment of being broke in Sweden and in the cold and sitting in the cafeteria. What did you do next to kind of take you move to where you are today?
Perfect. Later on, I became a bartender start making money.
Uh-huh.
And then I, after starting to make money, 80% of what I was earning, I was putting again in the markets because I have always loved the markets, how it worked, how everything. But also at the same time, I knew how to, I was lucky enough to know how to program. I was studying a lot of programming in my, not in school. In school, I studied business and finance, but on my own, I was studying all about programming. Okay. So when I didn't have anything, I start having like a little journal with me, and I put a beautiful question that says, what went wrong? You know, what went wrong in this day, and how can I make it better? You know, how can I become better?
Right.
So every day I was writing this journal, and suddenly while I was in bartending and everything, something hit me, and it says, Alan, you need a system. You need to take your emotions out because greed was the thing that killed you. Mm. End of story. No. So I say, okay, I'm gonna start building my own trading system, and that's what I start doing.
Right.
In that precise moment, I was probably 20 years old, and I started with Excel, with an Excel spreadsheet. I start creating my system. So, and suddenly, by putting my own rules and my own beliefs and my own concepts and my experiences, and taking emotions out of the equation,
right,
I start seeing tons of results. In money, in my state, in my happy, in everything.
Right.
Okay. So fast forwarding, I also told myself that I needed to know a little bit more about the bank industry. Okay. I wanted to know a little bit more about finance. So I went to investment banking at HSBC, Citibank. I didn't like it at all.
Okay.
Okay. Because I always wanted my own asset management, and I always loved to invest. And you know how the Chinese wall works. Mm-hmm. It's like, since I was on the other side of the Chinese wall, I cannot invest anything in the market. So I had to stop investing. Okay.
Okay.
So I quit, and I start Never Alone Capital, which is my asset management. And since then, it has been growing and growing.
Uh-huh. And what is Never Alone Capital? I mean, I love the name because, you know, that way they're never alone. Your clients are never alone when it comes
they
to
are
their assets.
Absolutely asset. Never alone, and I'm never alone because I have always believed in myself. I have never doubted myself. I know that I'm here for a reason, and I know that I can give even more than my own self. I know that my why is bigger than me. Always. I have been always knowing that, and I know exactly what's my why now. And in that moment, I was just basically when I quit like from one day to another, literally, and no clients, no nothing. And I said, I cannot go worse than broke. You know, it's like nothing is going to go wrong. At least I already have money. I already start doing my history, etc. And it took me around seven months to get my first client. So in that trip of 6 months and a half, I told myself, Alan, it had another name, actually, my asset management. But then at the third month, I changed it to Never Alone to say, Alan, you are not alone, and your coming clients are not going to be alone.
Right.
So that's why it's called Never Alone Capital.
Right. And then since then, you've basically built it into a multi-million-dollar asset management company. You probably helped along your pathway hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not thousands of people. And
that
then you've opened and you become a bit of a serial entrepreneur too. So you open other businesses too.
That is correct. I have many other few businesses, including a wine liquor distribution business that I truly love because one of my passions or my hobbies, more than drinking wine, is like the art of making wine. No?
Right.
So I truly enjoy the taste, the art, the concept of wine. So I started like that, and as of today, now it's not only wine. We have we also have vodka, whiskey, Armagnac, Calvados, you name it, all type of spirits.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you distill them all, or is it through distribution only?
It's distributional, and we're gonna start with our our brand in 2019.
Very cool. Nice.
Thank you.
Quite the journey. And so, you know, let's talk about your money story. What was it, do you think, that there was a money story that was driving, that you grew up with, that created the initial circumstances? Because, yeah, you know, everybody has a money story. And typically when we hit like rock bottom broke, there's typically a bad money story that helped create that.
Yeah, definitely. And my money story basically was with my family. I had limited, let's put it this way. I love my family. My family is absolutely everything for me, okay? But if you know the story and the background of my other generations of my family, you know why my family is the way they are. They come from world wars, from Europe, from Russia, all that, okay? So saying that, they come with limited beliefs about money, okay? Mm-hmm. So I will say that the number one limited belief was that they were focusing more in expenses than making income. Mm. What do I mean? Instead of saying, hey, let's make more money, they were, how can I save $3 for this Starbucks coffee? Instead of saying, how can I make $5 so I can spend $3 and invest too?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's the number one limited belief that I see. But I'm also grateful because thanks with my family, I grew up in Michigan. I was born in Michigan, but thanks to my family, I traveled to many cities and countries and all that. Uh-huh. And I start seeing other kind of mindsets around the world.
Yeah.
And thanks to that, I start seeing I start studying biographies of successful people. Mm-hmm. I start studying about where I love to read. I read at least one book per week, okay?
Wow.
But in that moment, I was just reading Barnes & Noble biographies from Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, the Rockefeller family, everybody that you name, and everybody that Napoleon Hill mentioned in his books. I also went back and see if this was true, you know? So I went back to the biography that he was saying,
right,
which actually is true. And I was like highlighting their mindset, the way they see life. And the number one thing that came to my mind is like, dude, these guys don't give an F about expenses. It's all about investments.
Right.
That's the number one thing that came to my mind. It's like, dude, these guys are like, they're not talking about expenses. They're just talking about how to make more money to get rolling even more and go farther. So I was like, no, there is no expenses. There is only investments, okay?
Right.
And nothing is expensive. It's just a bad deal. But if you have the money, nothing for you can be expensive.
Right.
It's just a bad deal, and you are not going to buy it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But and this happens a lot in the markets. Someone comes to me, Alan, is this stock expensive or cheap? You tell me. For me, it's neither. It can be a good deal or it can be a bad deal. That's all.
Right.
So that's I will say that my story was about limited beliefs.
Yeah. And do me a favor, just slide a little bit to the left so you're not falling off the camera.
Like this?
Other left.
Left?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
awesome.
I know, you told me, you warned me ahead of time that you move.
I move a lot,
and it's okay, it's totally cool. Because I tend to move a lot too. I just kind of like pay attention to where I am in the camera. but the cool thing is that, I love the story that you shared in the sense that It basically highlights the fact that a lot of things that I say all the time, which is, you know, if you have challenges around money that money can solve, just go make more money, make better investments, make better decisions when it comes to money. Right now, you're totally off screen. Yeah, back there. There you go. Perfect. Right there. Right there.
Am I here good?
Perfect. Yeah, you're perfectly right there. Yeah, that's perfect. But what's cool about this is that, let me ask you this, your money story that you grew up with your family and everything, how did that impact your first trip to being broke? I mean, do you think, what kind of impact did that belief system have on you before you figured out that's not the belief system you wanted to have?
I was basically trying, while I was investing money, first of all, thanks to my family, I had a very positive attitude. They're all positive, and they know that we are all miracles in this world, and I love them all. I love my parents so much. And one thing that I will say that happened there is that it was exactly what I said. I was like, it was all emotional, and I was trying to save money instead of going forward in the long term and make even more money. You know, I was very afraid of losing money because I thought that if I was losing money, it was too hard to make more money. You know,
right.
you always hear like, you cannot make money. What's that phrase? How does that phrase go? Like, money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, money doesn't grow on trees.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it. Like, it's so hard to make money, Alan. So if you lose it, don't lose it, you know?
And then you ended up losing.
So that kind of limited belief, yes.
And then it ended up losing it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I think that's a very powerful a teaching right there, is to realize that, you know, when you operate out of fear, especially when it comes to money, you will literally chase money away. Money
yes,
won't come.
Exactly. You cannot be afraid of money.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, or afraid of losing it, right? Because then you will end up losing it, right? So
that is.
Was it just about you, you know, doing your research and learning about all these successful people that created that shift? Or is there anything else that you did? Because I'm sure a lot of people have that same type of limiting belief. And I'm sure that a lot of people with that limiting belief still have read a lot of books and are still struggling with what you were able to break through. Was there something else in that equation that helped you kind of like, aside from learning and reading about these people, that helped you kind of like going?
Yeah. Well, massive action is you have to try and try and try till you get it. You know, it's like you have to apply what you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
I can guarantee you that everybody can read what nothing that I'm saying is new.
Right.
Okay. But nobody applies it.
Yeah. So I hear like fearless empowered action is what I like to call it. I mean, is that what you would say that you did?
I will say so. Yeah. And you have to take and let me put it this way. And it's not easy in the sense that if you want changes, mm-hmm. you as a person, you have to change.
Right.
Okay. So the first thing that came to my mind. Well, not the first thing, but one of the things that came to my mind was like, who do I have to become to attract what I want?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you cannot be with the same circle of influence. You cannot be in the same job. You cannot probably be in the same city. You have to understand who you are and
right.
take the steps forward. Okay, you need to. If you see that you're gonna be doing much better in another city than in the one that you're living today,
mm-hmm.
go and change.
Yeah. So,
you know, don't
so for lifestyle,
be afraid.
So like a lifestyle change then, right?
It's a lifestyle change. You have to change. If you want to see changes, the first person that has to change is you.
Right. What do you say to people who have like families and kids and everything like that, and change like that, lifestyle change is not quite as simple and straightforward?
It's not easy. I totally agree. I'm going to get married next month, so
yeah,
I will know a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
But what I have seen, and I have been actually interviewing a lot of couples from both sides, it's again the mindset that they have. The people that is like, oh, it's so hard. I have kids. I have a life here. What do you call life? Why do you think if you are telling your own self, if your heart is telling you that you're gonna do much better in X city, why you don't try?
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. They are afraid and they are attached. Okay, they are afraid of being rejected, afraid of losing, afraid of it was a bad idea, or afraid of what is other people gonna say about me.
Right.
You know. So that's one. Another one. The beauty about today's world is like there are very good schools all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That I will not say all around the world, but inside the U.S. you can find, if you want to move to a city where you can have a good school, you can have, that's not important. Well, it is important in the sense that as a parent,
mm-hmm.
you need to understand where do you want to put your kids with, you know,
right.
in what type of circle of influence, what do you want your kids to be?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you need to start making all these kind of decisions, but at the end it comes all from the mind. Like
right.
you should not be afraid of making a change.
Right.
Make a change
is what you want,
make
right?
you grow.
Right. Yeah. If change is what you want, you know, why make up excuses and reasons not
exactly.
to make that change?
And while you are doing changes, you are raising your standards to become better and being more your own self.
Right.
And that way you can even give more.
Right.
While you're raising your standards, you're improving yourself automatically.
Right. No,
so if your actual environment is not raising your standards, it's not making you grow, what are you doing there?
Yeah, I know. And I think for you, it's, I mean, because you, I think built into you, you have this constant hunger and thirst for growth and to learn more and everything like that. And so, you know, do you think then that, that the way to bounce back from things that happen, like going broke and adversities in life, is first and foremost making sure your attitude is that of positivity and growth and forward thinking, and also the willingness to just, you know, not, you know, put your ego aside and be willing to do what it takes to achieve the goal and to define what it is that you want, who you want to be, and what you actually want out of life, right?
Yes, that is correct. But my positivism, it came definitely with my parents. That they are I have a very positive family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how about people that don't have that benefit of having been raised by such loving, positive parents? I mean, what do you say to those people to kind of help them kind of understand how to?
Yes, I love. There is a quote from Bill Gates that I love that says that. If you are born poor, it's not your fault. But if you die poor, it's your fault.
Oh, right.
So I like that quote because that's true. You know, you need to change your if you don't like, I will not say we are all a miracle here in this world, and right. And everybody has its own benefit. But if you don't like the way your life is going,
right,
change yourself first. Like, ask yourself, what's your purpose? What do you truly want?
Right.
Okay. And as soon as you know what you want, now you can start. Well, first you have to understand what do you truly want, and then you need to know why you want what you want. You know,
right.
And then you can start now making a plan and a map of your life. Okay, what type of relationship do I want? What type of finances do I want? What type of relationships do I want? What type of career? What type of adventures? Mm-hmm. What type of circle of influence? What type of A, B, C, D you want in your life?
Right.
And that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's that. I think that's a really good point. I mean, there's a lot of good points in that one. I mean, that's kind of what you live by. To be able to bounce back, because I'm sure from 19 to where you are right now, I'm sure you still, you know, encountered a few little bumps in here and there just to kind of, and that you had to navigate. Do you think that what you learned how to do, what to do when you were 19 being broke, helped you navigate some of the other challenges that showed up later in life?
Definitely. Yeah. When you are, you know, and that's another beauty about it. When you are very low, very in a very dark position.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start seeing people, the people that has been already down, it's much easier for them to start making other people grow, you know, because you can feel their pain.
Right.
You understand their pain.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you can be in the darkest place, but that's your biggest gift ever.
Yeah.
Because with that gift, wow, you can enlighten the world.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned like the Bill Gates saying it's, you know, poor, you know, you could be born, if you're born poor, it's not your fault. If you die poor, it is your fault. And then you talked about being broke. I remember you saying there's a distinct difference between being poor,
yes,
and being broke. You know, how would you define that in your own words? I mean, people have defined it over and over again, but for you, I mean, based on what your experience
is. Very simple. Being broke is just not having the money. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. It shows you don't have the resources at the moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's being broke. And being poor is having a negative mindset, having a mindset that will not make you become better and take all the obstacles that this life comes through you, etc. When you are wealthy in your mind, but you have not a single dollar, things will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Things will come to you because you start being resourceful. And by being resourceful and understanding what you truly want, you know where to go. And there is so much abundance in this world that
I agree.
So much abundance that automatically at the moment we are born, we are wealthy.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I think for what I'm hearing is that you know, brokenness is a state of, you know, it's a state of circumstances. It's like there's no money around. But I think from what I hear, what you're saying, poor is it's an attitude of brokenness that will continue to create that brokenness.
That is correct. It's an attitude, it's a mindset. That is correct.
Right.
You nail it.
Yeah. So what you did in that moment when you were broke, that you had that massive shift that pulled you out of that brokenness. Instead of, like, you know, focusing on being broke, you focus on the abundance of everything that you have around you, what you have access to, and what resources you need to take yourself to the next level, sounded like.
Yes. Yeah. My resource at that moment was that I knew someone that knew some, I knew someone that knew someone that was the owner of a bar.
Right.
And I told him, hey, I truly, truly need a job right now.
Right.
I can be bartender from Monday to Monday. Let me know if you're available.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah.
And you hustled. And you just went there and did what you needed to do to get yourself back up.
Yeah.
Bartending's fun too. You get to meet a lot of people.
It's fun, and you start like meeting people and in different kind of states, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So now you help people accumulate wealth and build their wealth. Let's first talk about how you, because you do this every day, how you define wealth, you know, because many different people have different kind of definitions out there of what wealth actually is. Some is empowering and some not so much. So how do you define wealth for yourself and for your clients so that they can actually, you know, use the best definition of that?
The definition of wealth for me is basically so simple. That's why it's so easy for me to get it. Every morning that I wake up, I already have it, which is having an extraordinary quality life in my own terms. That's all. That's so, wealth for me.
Wow. Wait, say that again. That's how you define wealth?
Yeah. Having an extraordinary quality life in my terms.
Have an extraordinary quality of life on your terms.
That is correct. That's wealth for me.
That is wealth. You know, and so because so many people immediately go to money as their definition of wealth. And I think that's the trap, right?
That's exactly the trap. Yeah. Money is just a tool.
Yeah.
Of course you need money. You need more. Of course you need money.
Right.
For everything. But
right.
that's not being wealthy.
Right. That's just using the tool. And you working in that space with your clients all the time, I mean, there's no better expert than to define that for people. It's like, hey, if people are defining wealth as money, do you help go in and shift their mindsets? You need to let that go. You need to redefine that. That's not the right definition.
That's exactly – I had two presentations in this workshop that I did this last weekend. And one of the presentations was basically – that I had to shift their mind from wealth equal money to wealth equal life. To wealth is your quality of life. Wealth is all your richness. You're a miracle here.
Right. So how then what would you tell somebody to say, how then do you start to be, because it sounds like wealthiness is a being for you. It's a being, is a state of being, right? So how then do you help people become or be wealthy?
First, they have to understand their. It's all come from the mind again. They need to know what's their purpose, and as soon as they know what's their true purpose, they
like
will know exactly how
wealthy.
Much money they will need. You know, so it's like they define world like impossible. Like I went to another. It was not in this past weekend, but I went to a workshop a few years ago, and the speaker asked someone, so what's wealth for you, man? And the guy that was talking said, for me, wealth is to have $1 billion when I'm 50 years old. And everybody was, oh, cool. How old are you? I'm 48. Awesome. So you have 2 years to be wealthy. So how much do you have in your account right now? $300K. And everybody was like, what the hell is this guy? Okay, if you're in a public company, you have an IPO, you can probably make it, but who knows? So they define wealth very difficult, you know? you should define wealth as a journey. Okay, right. That's what I basically told him. So mm-hmm. It's basically have a purpose. Do not define wealth. Don't define wealth as difficult as it is. It's so easy. Wealth is just being healthy. Wealth is having an advantage. Everything is wealth.
Yeah.
Okay. Third, you have to change your mindset. Mm-hmm. You have to kick out your limited beliefs
right.
about wealth/fears about wealth, because everybody's afraid of being successful for a reason or another. I know that you have seen it.
Right.
Like, people is afraid of being successful.
Well, I think it's because what you were saying, they don't know what they're going to do with it. They haven't taken
because
the time
of the lack
to
of purpose. Half of it. I can agree with that. Yeah, I will agree with that. And another one that I also I teach them about was the circle of influence.
Yeah.
That, guys, if you're with five broke people, you're going to be the sixth. Don't do it.
Okay. Right.
Raise your standards. Okay.
Yeah.
Raise your standards.
Yeah.
And start going out, start going to events, to workshops, start reading up, start like learning and apply not only the knowledge, but apply what you learn at the moment you learn it. Okay.
Right.
There is, I don't remember the name of this study, but there is a study that says that when someone, well, if they finish the book, because there is another study that says that only 10% of the people finish a book, you know,
right.
They start reading it and after chapter two, chapter three, they are done,
yeah.
You know, but people that finish the book and everything, there is a study that says that only 2% apply, only 2% of the people that reads a book mm-hmm. applies one or two things that they learn from that book.
Wow. You know, and it's funny because I love acquiring new knowledge, but what gets me more excited about when I learn something new in a book is to immediately implement and see how it shows up in my life. I mean, it's so fun. I don't know why.
It is.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work.
It is fun. Sometimes it works. Sometimes definitely it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
You just like, okay, it didn't work. Next. You know?
Right, exactly.
But now you know that. Now you know what it is. And then you know that that's not for you.
Right. And that's how you know whether or not to recommend a book for somebody
that's
else.
That's
the
way to recommend a book, because you can say, hey, this book is just not for me, but if it's for you, go ahead.
Yeah.
You know?
And I could tell you why it's not for me and how it could be for somebody. Because I think even if you know that it didn't work for you, you can probably see how it could work for somebody else.
That's true. That's correct.
Yeah. So cool. Awesome. You know what? Believe it or not, we're almost at the top of the hour. And
awesome.
Love that everything that you share so far. And I'm pretty sure when someone takes the time to actually listen to everything that you shared today, they're most likely going to be a few people that want to know, well, how do I connect with this guy? How do I tap into this guy's journey and this guy's, you know, experience to help me become wealthy, to be wealthy and have that extraordinary lifestyle and be able to bounce back from adversity like you have? How do they reach out to you, you know, if they wanted to do that?
I mean, the social media, I'm Instagram, LinkedIn,
okay.
AlanBurak.com.
Uh-huh.
If they send me a private message from YouTube, I can give them my email or anything. I will be very happy to help them in any way. And I can even give, if you guys want, if someone contacts me by email, I can give them like a free PDF on how to make their goals and clarify their purpose so they can implement easier their goals.
Yeah.
And that way they know what kind of road they need to take.
Yeah, no, I think that's an important thing. And it's so simple that we don't think about starting there to make the changes that we want. And so what would be the best email for them to email you at?
It's aburak@neveralonecapital.com.
Neveralonecapital.com. And is there a website that they can go to? Oh, AlanBurak.com.
AlanBurak.com. That is correct.
Okay, cool. So for those of you who want to connect with Alan and kind of like, you know, have a conversation, he's very approachable, super, as you can tell, super easy to talk to and very humble. I mean, if you were on the video and you look at him, I mean, he doesn't put any pretenses, everything, has a multi-million dollar company, doesn't care. It's all about making sure that his clients are never alone in their journey to become wealthy, which is having that extraordinary lifestyle, right, on your terms. Nobody else is. And I always tell people all the time, you got to make sure you define that. Be willing to define your life in your own terms, independent of judgment or fear of judgment or fear of society, or fear of your parents or anything like that. So awesome. So super, super cool. So make sure you reach out to him. Go to alanburak.com. That's B-U-R-A-K, A-L-A-N-B-U-R-A-K.com. He's also on LinkedIn. You can find him over there. aburak@neveralonecapital.com is the email to reach out to him. And so that way you can, you know, kind of like tap into the goodness of pure real world experience on what it's like to go from broke to create, get yourself to multi-million dollar status. Okay. You know, Alan, thank you so much. I really appreciate your patience in the beginning with the technology.
No worries, man. Life happens for us. You know that.
Yeah, I know. And I love the attitude, which is probably what has helped you time and time again to continue to elevate yourself, both financially and from a lifestyle standpoint. Congratulations on getting married soon. And I look forward to seeing pictures around that. We need to make sure we're connected on Facebook. But stay a little bit after we wrap up so that we could debrief a little bit, and I can make sure that we can talk about maybe some next steps and having you talk to our mastermind group or something like that. Cool.
Awesome. Okay, I love it. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for this week. Again, if you found this episode to be valuable and you know of someone else who could benefit from what we talked about, share it. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube Live. That's honestly the best way to pay it forward. So it's super, super awesome. And that's a wrap. Have an amazing week. Basically, to applying the knowledge that you got today. If you haven't it, watch it again, listen to it again, and make sure you get all the good stuff. We'll be back next week on the Money Lab Live podcast, where we are joined by Nicola Moraz from Down Under, Australia, who helps entrepreneurs create badass brands online. This is Wei and Alan from the Money Lab signing off.